This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The Animal Egg Alliance recently completed their stakeholder summit in Arlington, Virginia, and they're already planning on next year in Kansas City. John Clark joins us on today's Policy Thursday as we focus on partnerships, youth, and next year's summit.
Casey Kilner with Animal Ag Alliance. It really is an eclectic group across commodities and across the whole food supply chain, right?
Correct. Every link in the supply chain coming together for one purpose, and that is to think about what does the future hold and how can we build a sustainable future for animal agriculture together. So we've heard from groups from the restaurant retailers partnering with farmers and partnering with consultants to see, you know, what does sustainability look like on your farm? Really helping farmers to identify what will work best for them, but also will work best for the brands that they partner with. And because that partnership is really what's going to drive a sustainable future, drive those really long-lasting partnerships for everyone to be successful into the future.
Also, youth is important to you. You've got the College Aggies Online, which is very exciting to have them involved.
Yes, so every year we welcome our College Aggies Online scholarship winners, and so really excited to have them here. They have gone through a strenuous 9-week program of learning how to better communicate and be effective communicators for agriculture, because a lot of times you hear negative voices on campus about our food system. And so helping them have the resources and tools to be that confident communicator on behalf of agriculture is really important. So we're really excited for them.
Get a little more specific about what it is these college young people do and how they're promoting animal agriculture on their campuses.
Yes. So we just wrapped up our last fall's competition. And so this fall's competition kicks off in September. So students can sign up now. So if you go to animalagalliance.org, you can sign up. And what it is a 9-week competition, like I mentioned, and you can both do it as an individual student. You can be an undergraduate or a graduate student or a vet student. You can also participate part of your club or class on campus. So if you're part of an agriculture club, you can participate that way. And so really it's 9 weeks of training, social media training. You're mentored by both industry professionals and farmer mentors. So those farmers who are really active on social media that are doing a great job, you can get some advice from them and they can mentor you throughout. And then for the club participants, you host events on your campus. So maybe it's a booth, maybe it's an ag day, something like that, where you really engage those outside of agriculture on your campus that might have questions about how their food is raised. And so making sure that you're there to be a resource and so they hear your side of the story.
Can you give a specific of what one of the examples of last year's contestants did?
So one of our contestants last year, one of the clubs, they hosted a dairy day event, putting a booth up on campus, bringing a dairy calf to campus so students could see it, pet it, but also learn where their milk comes from. And so answering those questions, partnering with local farmers to supply milk. So we had one club that is here donate a bunch of milk to their local food bank. And so getting that recognition, but also informing people on their campus about the issues about hunger, around hunger, and how animal agriculture can help solve those.
Summit 2024 is already on the books, ready to be planned, and it's not going to be here in Arlington, right?
Right. So every year we go back to Kansas City, Missouri. So next year's summit will be May 8th and 9th in Kansas City, Missouri. So look for details about that. So if you are hearing about this year's summit with the hashtag AAA23 and you think you want to attend next year, keep an eye on our website and registration for that will open sometime in January.
You have a very interactive app that people can put on their phone, right?
Yes. So we've had amazing conversations in the polls, a lot of questions, a lot of people meeting for the first time in person and, you know, connecting through the app, really, again, building on those partners in progress.
Casey Kilner with Animal Ag Alliance, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Our thanks to John Clark for that report from the recently completed Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholders Summit. If you'd like to know more about their issues, initiatives, the latest news, and their resource center, simply go to animalegalliance.org.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Coming up tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday, Dr. Mike Hutchins looks at the latest research relating to yeast and essential oils in dairy cows. And that's tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.